Now, let's see if you can guess what I'm talking about. It's been eaten in various forms for at least 3,000 years. It came out of either the Amazon or Orinoco basins, and the Aztecs believed it was divine, so they offered it to the gods. It's been traded for slaves and used to pay taxes. Spanish ladies have drunk it during mass, and it's a guaranteed aphrodisiac.
Delicious, scrumptious, luscious, delight.
Yes, it's chocolate. The first primitive and really not terribly tasty chocolate bar was made in 1847. But thankfully, processes have improved since then, and for many of us, chocolate is still held as divine. None more so than passionate chocolate aficionado, chef and scientist Galit Segev. Galit realised her dream recently when she went to Indonesia to see cacao plantations in action.
The chocolate journey starts actually on a tree. They start as a small flowers and then they become pods. And the pods are quite unique because on the same tree, you can have cacao pods in different level of maturity. Actually, when you open the cacao pods, it is quite interesting because inside you have dark seeds. And at this stage, we call them cacao seeds, that are coated with this ripe pulp. So it's look a little bit like custard apple, you know, this fruit that it's just... And when you eat the flesh, if you eat this pulp, it's quite tropical flavor profile, which is quite interesting. But if you bite into cacao seeds, they are so bitter that it's just unbelievable. So they are not, you can't eat them at this stage, and you must ferment the cacao seeds.
How do you do that?
It can be done in a few ways. One of them is just putting banana leaves and scoop all the cacao seeds from the pods and pile them on the banana leaves and then wrap them like a baby and just leave them for a few days and they start fermenting.
What happens then?
So the fermented seed, after they are fermented, will be spread on a lot of time on the roads or plastic sheets and just dry. And when the cacao beans are dry, they're going to be sent to the manufacturers and then they're going to be roasted and that's going to develop the chocolate flavor. And after roasting, they're going to remove the skin of those cacao beans, the shell, and they're going to be crushed and grinded. And then we're going to get our cocoa liqueur or cocoa masse. And this is actually with quite a lot of cocoa butter. So it looks like peanut butter that is made from chocolate. It's not sweet at that stage, but it's just really, really chocolatey with the flavor. If you want to have your cocoa powder, what you need to do is to take this cocoa masse or cocoa liqueur and you need to press it. And when you press it, you just get the fat, the cocoa butter oozing out. And then in the other side, you will end up with your cocoa powder.
And Galit, at this stage, is that where we make decisions as food manufacturers as to what the chocolate will turn out to be, milk, dark or white?
Usually the higher grade beans are going to be used for chocolate that is high quality, the high percentage dark chocolate.
So by definition, dark chocolate is usually of higher quality bean?
I would say so, yeah. If you buy 70% cocoa solid chocolate, it will be from better beans rather than white chocolate, because for the white chocolate, the only thing that you need is just the cocoa butter. So you can compromise in terms of the quality of the beans. You don't need the flavor profile as you do when you have your dark chocolate.
You've actually been playing with white chocolate and lime and basil. What have you come up with?
Actually brought you today lime and basil white chocolate ganache. That is one of my favorite because lime and basil just blends really lovely with the white chocolate. And because white chocolate is quite sweet and sickeningly sweet sometimes.
Very.
So I put quite a lot of lime juice inside as well and a pinch of salt just to balance the flavors. And that's really, really lovely combination. And ganache is a mixture of chocolate and cream.
And Galit, how would you serve that kind of lime and basil white chocolate ganache?
We had friends that had a birthday and they said, oh, Galit, can you make us chocolate cake? And I said, of course. And I made chocolate cakes and I actually layered two dark chocolate cakes with ganache that was made with the basil and lime with white chocolate. So it was like a dark chocolate cake with the lime and basil ganache in the middle and the sides. And it was really, really nice and nice combination, a bit refreshing with the heavy bitterness of the dark chocolate cake. And I gave one of my friends a container of that when I did one of my events, and I gave some sampling. And she actually had it as a inside her sandwich for work for a week until she ran off. And she was very popular in the office.
When you temper, what does that do to the chocolate?
Okay, so chocolate is quite unique because of the cocoa butter. And cocoa butter is quite interesting because when you have the cocoa butter in a liquid form, when you have a melted chocolate, and when you reduce the temperature, the cocoa butter actually can crystallize in six forms, but only two of them are stable forms. So if you play with your temperatures, you can actually end up with the stable crystals. And it is stable because the crystal sits really, really tight together. And because of that, you will have the snap and you will have the gloss in a high-quality chocolate. And sometimes if you leave your groceries in a car in a really hot day, what's happening is because the temperature in the car is so hot and your chocolate melts a little bit, if you will open your chocolate like a few days later, you can see a white powdery surface on your chocolate, and that's because your chocolate is out of temper. If you eat it, you won't get sick, but you just lose these stable crystals that give you the snap and the gloss. And it's actually a lot of time it's a fat bloom. So actually the fat molecules just change and they just rise to the surface of the chocolate.
Galit Segev, with music by Melbourne's Methodist Ladies College Choir. And you can find tips on tempering chocolate on the RN First Bite website. Next week, we take you inside a Serbian kitchen for pita, potatoes, peppers and paprika. Maria Tickle produces RN First Bite, Angie Grant on technicals. I'm Michael McKenzie.